we're gonna have this thing. Banner. It's gonna be called the Banner 18 Shanghai Sharks, where we have our list of players that should our starting five players just from around the NBA that should be on the Shanghai Sharks instead of in the NBA because they're clones.
Jason Tatum, 60 points in the game.
Welcome back, Banner 18 Nation. It's been too long.
I checked a few days ago. It's when Tatum put up 50 against the Wizards.
It's been 1 month. Our last episode was released on May 20th. It's been too long. We apologize. We both, like, as you guys can kind of tell. We were both in school, and you know, at the end of the year gets mad busy. A lot of stuff was going on. Mm-hmm. We apologize, but now it's summertime, baby. We cranking out tons of episodes.
You know, last year when the off season started, we were like, oh, we'll do one every other week. We can't really do that this time because this is probably the best off season in the last 10 years.
Yes.
Like
so, but yeah, we have some catching up to do. So first of all, we need to go over the first round of the playoffs for the Celtics. You know,
I think a lot of people. I don't like the idea going around when everyone's like, "Oh my God, you were a first round exit." I'm like, you know, they were fully healthy and they couldn't really miss. And Tatum was playing with probably the worst team I've ever seen. With Marcus Smart was his number two option. And they barely beat us. And that's going into the Nets elimination from last night. That's why I knew they wouldn't get out of the second round. When Tatum alone was able to compete with them, I was like, no, they're not winning a title. No. And obviously, you know. So the first round obviously went. Game one, we led until the fourth. Game two was a blowout. Game three, obviously, we win. Tatum puts up 50. Game four. Four, blowout. Game five, blowout. What sucked, but it's whatever. Yeah. It's good to see because I think if we were fully healthy, I think we could have, like, if we had Jaylen and stuff, I think we could have gave them a real run. But it's whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's cool.
I mean, I don't know what everyone expected. Like, did I mean the Bucks beat them, but the Bucks were firing on all cylinders.
Holiday
not missing threes, Middleton playing pretty well, and Giannis just, you know, being Giannis.
And what's funny about this, the Bucks winning, is that they could win the title, and I still think they fire Budenholzer.
I don't know about that.
No, I think I
don't think they go this far. I don't think they beat the Brooklyn Nets and he gets fired. I don't think that happens.
I mean, it's definitely possible. I definitely could see it happening. I don't think I've ever seen a team win a title and then fire their coach. But the Raptors were the one seed, got swept by LeBron and fired their coach. So, like, I don't know, anything could happen. And this Hawks game, what I find interesting about this Hawks game tonight, we're recording this on Sunday and posting it on Monday, by the way. What I find interesting about this Hawks game is, do we really think Adam Silver wants a Bucks versus Hawks Eastern Conference Finals?
Oh, yeah. So I found this very interesting. These next two series, or really three series, are not going to be in the NBA's favor. You had the chance to have New York and Philadelphia. Well, you still have a chance for Philadelphia, but instead you might have Milwaukee and Atlanta. Atlanta's a pretty big city, but not a huge market there. And then you have Phoenix and the second LA team.
I know.
This is a nightmare for the NBA. This is a nightmare.
The NBA's best case scenario is Lakers 7th seed. We could get them to go to the finals fully healthy now. And the Brooklyn Nets, you know, with their big three, this would be one of the best finals we've ever seen. Instead, Lakers losing 6, Nets losing 7 in the second round.
Oh, and by the way, the Suns are going to the finals.
I think the Clippers are going to the finals.
No way. Not with Kawhi. If Kawhi was there.
George plays, Chris Paul's out.
For game one.
I don't know how long. He still has COVID. I don't know how long he'll be out for. No, but I think that if Kawhi probably towards ACL, so I don't think he'll be coming back. But if Paul George can play at the level he did in game five and game six, I think this is a seven-game series.
I'm sorry, but this is not related to the playoff P jokes because he obviously proved those wrong. But I don't think he can do that for a whole series. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be 100 with you. Don't think he can do that for a whole series. And he has a good amount. He has a good supporting cast, but not the Suns have, even without CP3, the Suns have a better cast overall. I would not trust Paul George by himself post injury, even though he's proven that he can play like this. But I don't trust him in a 7-game series kind of by himself about the second star Kawhi. I don't know. We'll see. I think it's interesting. I think the Suns are going to finals. And by the way, it's interesting. The Hawks are plus. So all the teams are plus 500 at most to win the NBA Finals, and the Hawks are plus 3,000. It's so weird.
I think they're looking at it even if this Hawks team gets out of the third round, gets out of the second round, they have to beat Milwaukee, and then they're going to have to play either the Suns or Clippers.
I said this in the beginning of the season. I like the Hawks because I think they have a lot of talent, but they have no defense.
They have good defense. I think the situation with the Hawks is that, and I knew this even, midway through the season, the Celtics were, dropping off and the Hawks were, there. I was like, this Hawks team is one of the better teams in the league simply because of their roster. And it's not being, it's not going on saying, oh, these guys are all better than the Jays. No. I think if you remove Trey, I think Trey's a better offensive player than Jason Tatum, but I think Jason Tatum is the better overall player.
I'm not going to lie. Trey gets a lot of his points from the free throw line. We all know how.
But I think his passing game is the reason his offensive game is
better. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So
his three-point range is a lot more confident.
Tatum could take deep threes, but we're not sitting there being like, oh, my God, this guy could take a deep three and drill it right now.
Yeah, I would be kind of annoyed at Tatum if he pulled up from, 35 feet. I would not be that mad if Trae Young did it. Or not 35, anyways. 30.
Yeah, so anyways.
Celtics.
The Celtics roster is constructed that you need everyone to be healthy. The Hawks are not. The Hawks have so much depth that they don't need everyone to be healthy and they'll be fine. Oh, they need Trae to play.
Yeah. What are you saying?
The Celtics this offseason, they blow it all up other than the Jays. Maybe Rob, I haven't fully decided on him yet. I think they need to sit down with him and be like, dude, are you going to be 100% at some point and be able to stay 100%?
Oh, yeah. We have to talk about this. So, let's talk about the overall of the Kemba Walker trade first, and then we'll get to, what it really means. Look, so first of all, if you miss out and you weren't, paying attention, the Celtics traded Kemba Walker and our first-round pick this year for Al Horford, Moses Brown, and, a 2025 second-round pick.
Uh-huh.
My initial thoughts on the trade, I wasn't happy that we had to give up our first-round pick, but it made more sense since we were getting Kemba off the books, which means ultimately a lot now that I've looked at it. And we got a very good potential player in Moses Brown. Al Horford, he's not going to bring much talent, but he brings some good chemistry value.
Here's the thing with this trade. Al Horford, a few years ago could have played power forward. He can't do that anymore. We saw that in Philly. He can't play power forward. He has to play the center position.
Yeah.
How I'm looking at this trade is, first of all, cap space clearing.
Yeah, that's the main thing I wanted to get to. So the thing is, next year, we're going to have enough space. Next offseason.
Yeah, I know.
We're going to have enough space to sign. Pull up the free agent list. I think
we have a max slot in 2022 because of this trade.
So that's Kawhi Leonard, Kevin Durant, James Harden, I think Steph Curry, and more.
Kyrie Irving, and that's not it. Jason Tatum's childhood All-NBA friend is a free agent that year. We have a max slot.
Oh, yeah, Bradley Beal, yeah.
I think Bradley Beal.
I'm not going to lie to you. I would love if we signed KD. He's old. I don't care.
He won't come here.
You know, honestly, you never know, though.
I think
he almost
has a good
did.
Relationship with Tatum, but I don't think he'll. I think he'll stay with the Nets, especially if they don't win next year. He'll stay with Brooklyn.
I would really kill to get Kawhi, because I don't think Kawhi cares what city he goes to. Like, he just wants to win.
No, Kawhi's a free agent this offseason.
Yeah, but he can accept his player option, especially since the Clippers are going to go this far.
He'll decline it.
No, he won't.
No, hold on. He'll decline it and then make a new contract. That's what, but Paul George got the extension.
I disagree. I think that the Clippers went this far. They made it past a lot of teams that people didn't expect them to. And he said himself that if the Clippers were not going to go that far, he was going to decline it as a whole. But I think he's going to accept it for next and see what happens next year. But after that, I think he wants out of LA. I'm not going to lie.
I was thinking, anyways, this is the playoff talk. This isn't really. I'll get back to the Horford trade. I would love a Bucks versus Clippers finals. I think that would be the best case scenario for the NBA.
I'm rooting against the NBA.
I wanted that last year because if the Celtics, because after that game one of the bubble, our literal first game of the bubble, when we got blown up by the Bucks and the refs were so biased towards them, I was like, I want a Bucks Clippers finals. I think that sounds awesome. Anyways, this Horford trade, I wrote down a few things towards this trade because it's actually interesting. The first thing is, Al Horford's guaranteed money over the next 2 years is $41 million. 41 over the next 2 years. Kemba Walker's is $73
million. Jesus.
I don't think Kemba's actually going to play a single game with the Thunder. I think he'll be moved. Probably the Lakers, I'd say.
There's a chance Al Horford gets flipped, by the way. I'm not ruling that out.
I'd say if we weren't going to flip him, I don't think the Celtics media team would have posted about him so much. See, the Thunder, what the Thunder did is they didn't post about that trade until 8:30 that night.
I think you're kind of over.
I know. I'm reaching here. But anyways, no, I don't think we'll trade Horford. I don't think there's any way. I'd say Kemba is a very likely option. I don't think Al Horford's a likely option to get flipped. And Moses Brown, I love when I read into everything because I watched a lot of basketball this year and I watched a lot of Moses Brown. It's funny. He's just another Andre Drummond. That's all he is. He's just another Andre Drummond.
I think he brings more defensive value, though,
than Andre Drummond. I guess against the Celtics, I know everyone saw him. He put up the 2020 game. That was his first ever NBA game. I'm like, oh, my God, this is good. And, you didn't have to watch any more of him. You could just look and see, oh, his final game put up 24-18. Dude, he's another Andre Drummond, man. Andre Drummond, what he does, if you think Andre Drummond's good, just I know you don't.
Yeah.
Just hear this out here. What Andre Drummond does, he gets the ball, fires up a layup, misses it. Gets it back, puts up a layup, misses it. Gets it back, puts up a layup, misses
it. It's like playing 2K Park.
He does that.
It's like being on a center in 2K Park and a paint beast. You just throw it up, get back, you get the rebound back, and eventually you might pass it out.
That's who Moses Brown is. What I want the Celtics to do with Moses Brown this year is I want this year the Celtics to move some of their players to the G League and let that work out because we have so many centers on the roster.
But the thing is, none of them are not that they're not talented, but none of them are star centers.
I'd say Tristan's probably going to be gone soon. I'd say probably the Clippers.
They have Ibaka, though.
I know, but I'd say Ibaka's probably gone. I'd say the Clips are probably going to want, are probably going to give us, Luke Kennard or something, because Kennard was kind of bad this year other than, really the playoffs. I'd take Kennard for a bench piece, even though he's making a ton of money. No, and there's some moves I'd like to make in the offseason that I think would be fine. I'm just trying to think of one. What's a good move to make in the offseason? Flipping Tristan, flipping Grant. Semi, maybe trying to get a pick in this year's draft if you can. Because what I've heard from rumors, two things I've heard. A source close to Andre Drummond said that he wants to play in Boston.
Oh, I don't want him to play in Boston.
I know, I don't either. But he wants to play in Boston. And he wanted to come here originally, but LeBron peer pressured him into going to Lakers. He wants to play in Boston because he went to UConn. I think he's from Connecticut. I might be wrong about that. So he wants to retire in Boston.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, if I was just, if I'm like kind of getting washed, and I'm kind of deciding on a team to go to, and I'm like, I kind of want to go here because you know it'd be cool. Like, it's where I went to college. And then LeBron, and then LeBron's like, "Yo, come to my team. Come on, come on, come to my team. Like, I'm going to LeBron's team. I want to win a ring."
Yeah,
makes sense. I mean, Andre Drummond, logical decision there.
Did you see this news with Blake Griffin though?
Yes. Okay, can I explain this one?
Yeah.
So basically, Blake Griffin was in close contact when he was on the Pistons with a Celtics player, and he asked if he should go to Boston, and like asked about like what it's like being in the Celtics as a player, etc. And the Celtics player said that the Celtics organization is too dysfunctional right now.
As the team right now, yeah.
Like the team in general in the front office.
What I say about that is it's probably not true. I'd say there's a good chance it's not true, but if it is, it's probably Tristan Thompson who said it.
Yeah.
Because who else is close to Blake Griffin? Jason Tatum's too young in the league and hasn't had any. Jalen hasn't had any interaction with him. Your only real scenario is Kemba Walker. And what does Kemba Walker have to do with Blake Griffin?
It's pretty random.
Tristan Thompson sounds like the absolute perfect
player. Yeah, what connection does Tristan Thompson have to him?
The Kardashians.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
It's the Kardashians. And probably the fact that Kyrie and Tristan and Kyrie and Blake, I think. That's probably another one.
That's true. I didn't think of that. Also, I want to get to a couple things about Brad Stevens. So, another thing, if you missed it, Danny Ainge was mutually parted ways, is no longer the head of basketball operations. That is Brad Stevens. We're still looking for a coach.
Let me mention on Brad what I was going to say earlier before we got into the Blake Griffin thing. Brad Stevens, I was going to say this with the Andre Drummond thing. Another source of Brad says that he does not value first round picks.
My God.
Well, he said he's in a win now mode and he does not value first round picks.
I mean, honestly, I'm fine with that. Our first round picks shouldn't mean anything at this point.
Let's be real here. We have had so many firsts over the last few years because of Danny Ainge. I'd rather develop Romeo and Nesmith instead of bringing in another guy to develop.
If only Sam Presti had a lot more talent there. I would love to take some players from him. Straight, give him our first round picks. Hopefully they'll be meaningless. Well, the thing is, we have no meaningful first round picks. Like, we have no high value first round picks. So it's rough.
I think, and then there's other scenarios with some of these trades that we could make. I saw one that had us trading Tristan for Trey Burke and Maxi Kleber. And a Tristan Grant for those two. I'd do it.
Yeah.
That's a great trade.
But what I wanted to get about with Brad Stevens is I have a couple opinions and kind of things to say. So first of all, I think I like the Brad Stevens move. It surprised me at first. Actually, it didn't surprise me too much, but it kind of did because I literally called this on the podcast like probably a little over a month ago. I said, I think there's three options with Danny Ainge. He's either just going to get – or Danny Ainge / Brad Stevens. Danny Ainge is either just going to be straight up fired and they'll keep Brad, or they're going to straight up fire Brad and keep Ainge, or Brad moves up to a more front office position, and I was right with that. I didn't think it would involve Danny Ainge leaving, but I thought he would step down a bit, and it ultimately did leave. But anyway, so I actually like Brad's confidence in the win now mode because I think Danny Ainge is a little too passive sometimes.
Danny was more like, let's focus on the future.
But let's keep
focusing on the future.
Guys. Yeah, and then like never like when the future comes, still focus on the future. So I like Brad's win now mode and his mentality, and I think it's significant. Like a lot of people have like talked about this. Like so, you're coaching for 2 years, you get into GM, and you trade your star point guard or quote unquote star point guard for who's making $34 million, and you trade him, like, a week into being manager. Like, that's pretty significant, in my opinion. But, another thing.
I'm sorry. Danny's first, I mean, Brad's first move after stepping into the GM role,
trading
Kemba Walker to Oklahoma, is so funny to me. He wasted no time in shipping him up. And another thing to note, when Brad was stepping into the GM role, he said, there were some moves that were made here that I would not have made and some that I would have made. The first move he did was trade Kemba Walker for Al Horford. Clearly, he wanted to keep Al and not sign Kemba.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's Brad Stevens' first move as GM right there. What was I going to say? Also, this is like, so I saw this report that it's kind of like not that important, but kind of significant that apparently a lot of players didn't like Brad as a coach because they felt he favored Marcus Smart too much.
And another thing is, when Gordon was leaving, he said to Brad, you have to be much louder if you want to win. So I think he sort of gave up after the bubble.
Yeah, there's a good chance.
So in the coaching search, the three names that are most likely going to be our coaches, I forget, the one guy in Phoenix, I think, Ham something.
Becky Hammond?
No, not her.
Oh,
it's this guy, Chauncey Billups, and Ime Udoka. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Well, yeah, because the players said that they want a former player to coach, which I believe
right now that this guy, Ime, is going to be our next coach.
I think he is. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, this is going to sound really stupid, but I think Tim Duncan is a fit, like a good fit.
I'd like Tim Duncan, but he retired. He doesn't want to be a coach.
I know. No, hear me out, though. Like, I would also take Becky Hammond. I want someone, like, I would be glad with someone that comes from Pop's leadership.
Does. That's the thing. The guy I'm talking about does.
Oh, sure. I did not know that.
This is why I think
I thought he was from the Pistons organization. Why did I think that?
He's coming from the Nets organization right now, but he coached under
Pop. Okay. I like that.
He coached under Pop on the Spurs and Team USA. He coached on Team USA when Jason, Jalen, and Marcus and Kemba were there. Those guys like him. This guy's our next coach. I don't think that should be, like, even debatable that this guy's our next coach. They like him.
Yeah, he got a second interview. Chauncey got a second interview, and then the other guy got a second interview.
So it's – so here, let me look it up. Celtics coach. It still says Brad Stevens. So it's – okay, so the three guys are – It doesn't even say their name. It just says the guys there. But here, so Udoka was an assistant coach on the USA Basketball 2019 World Cup team, which featured Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, and Marcus Smart, the core of the current Celtics. Udoka received strong reviews from those players, according to Woj. Billups is considered a front runner for the Trailblazers job as well, and has been tied to other teams' searches. He is still busy with his day job with the Clippers. Ham, who has been one of Mike Budenholzer's top assistants in Milwaukee for years and has been on the cusp of landing a head coaching job for the past years. Udoka, Billups, and Ham are all black, something the Celtics reportedly consider a priority in the hiring process. So I think another scenario is Rick Carlisle. I wouldn't hate Carlisle. I don't think it's realistic, though. I think Carlisle will end up going to, like, the Trailblazers or something.
I think too many people were getting upset over the Celtics wanting to hire a black coach. Like, a lot of people got upset over that.
Yeah,
I think people look at it too much as basketball. Like, it really is only basketball, but, like, to the players, it's not. And, like, you can see that with this team. This team cares a lot about social justice issues.
I think they should just walk up. I think Brad should just go up to Jason and Jalen, be like, who do you guys want to be your head coach? Figure it out. Just tell me tomorrow. And then just do that.
Not going to lie, though. Like, they tried that with Baker Mayfield 3 times. It might not work out.
Baker finally got his first coach.
Yeah, but it took him 3 years.
No, it took him, like, Freddie Kitchens obviously didn't work out, but then he did.
Second coach didn't work out either. I forget his name.
No, it was the first guy I know. It was terrible. They fire him mid-season. bring in a new guy. The new guy's great. Don't know why they let him go. Hire Freddie Kitchens. Kitchens is terrible. Bring in whatever the Vikings offensive coordinator was. I forget his name. I'm blanking on those names right now. And now that guy's working out. Obviously, but I'd say give Jason and Jalen a chance to, like, have a big role in this. Because the Blazers are giving Dame a big role in this.
It doesn't matter. Dame's not going to be a Blazer for long. Can't wait to see him in the Threads.
I'm hoping. What I really want from Jalen and Jason is if Jalen plays Team USA, if he doesn't, I want Jason to go to Team USA and recruit one of these guys. Simply be honestly,
we have the cap space, it's not the worst idea.
Boston is great. You guys would love this city. The organization has been great. You guys would love to play here. Just go there, do that, grab one of them, and lure them to Boston.
Or no, he would have to say something about like how he loves Brad as manager and loves when we hire him, Ime. I agree. Something along those lines.
So the Team USA guys so far are the realistic ones that we can get here because Draymond's not coming here, and Booker is 100% not coming
definitely
here.
Definitely not.
So the other two that I know are Bradley Beal and Damian Lillard.
Yep.
Bradley Beal, I think, is a very realistic option.
Yeah, only because of that childhood connection between Tatum and Beal. Beal loves Tatum, and Tatum loves Beal.
I think if Brad can, think about this and, call the Wizards GM and be like, can we get Beal without giving up one of the Jays? Somehow figure out a way to do that.
The thing. I've spoken on this a lot. I would trade Brown for a lot of stars that a lot of people wouldn't, but I would not trade him for Bradley Beal. I think Brown has much, obviously Beal puts up a million points, but I would rather have Brown than Beal, especially with the upcoming years. I would not trade Brown for Beal. And we would probably have to include something else just because of how good he's scoring.
So, here, I have an odds maker. The next Celtics head coach. So, the highest odds is tied between Chauncey Billups and Sam Cassell. The second highest odds is Ime Udoka, then Rick Carlisle, then Jason Kidd, then Kara Lawson, Darvin Ham, Charles Lee, and then plus 1,200 is Becky Hammon.
Becky! I want to hire Becky, I'm not going to lie.
So if this is correct, good coach, but if whatever. This is correct, Chauncey Billups is our next head coach.
Yeah, I think it should be Ime or Becky because I want someone who has Tim Duncan, or not, when I say Tim Duncan's pops, knowledge, I guess, or just, understanding of how Pop coaches.
Milwaukee is the new title favorite.
Yeah, I know, I saw that, yeah. They're plus 145.
Good for them. Good, just to put it simply, good for them.
I'm kind of happy for them. I'm not a Milwaukee guy myself. They're kind of like Philly because they've had stars for a couple of years now, developing stars, and it's like it has to finally work out.
This is crazy. Plus 160 for the Bucks, plus 220 for the Suns, plus 450 for the Clippers and 76ers, plus 2700 for the Hawks.
Oh, I said earlier that it was plus 3000. I thought it was plus 3000.
That's crazy. I hope Trey takes that as fuel. That's crazy. I think the Hawks have a better chance than the Sixers to win the title right now.
Really though?
I think the Sixers are going to lose tonight.
Are you rooting against the Sixers? That's my question. I'm rooting against the Sixers. Yeah, okay. I was going to say, no, because here's the thing. A lot of people are going to root against the Hawks and Trae Young purely because of how Trae Young's play style. But I hate feeling too much to root. I actually like Trae Young.
Trae's probably my favorite player right now.
I like Trae Young. I just hate the way he plays basketball sometimes.
Well, obviously going into next season, that's not going to be a problem anymore because they're getting rid of, they're putting a rule on against that.
Yeah, but I would say I'm rooting for Trey. I'm rooting for Trey today. And the Western Conference Finals start today, right? Suns, Clippers?
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah, I already gave my take on that, but yeah, I got Suns. Not Suns in four, but Suns in like six, probably. Maybe Suns in five. And then I would say, I think the Bucks are going to win the Eastern Conference.
The Suns in five? What?
What do you mean? What do you mean, what? What do you mean?
No. I give the Clippers a good shot of winning the series.
No way! They don't have Kawhi! And you're
the Suns don't have Chris Paul.
For only one game.
We won't know that.
We'll see. No, it's Suns in five. Suns in five. That's a lock. That's a lock right there.
I'm saving this recording. It's not Suns in five.
You'll see.
It's not like what? Where do you get this Suns in like I understand they have the depth, but the Clippers just beat the one seed.
Yeah, but that's because they had a strategy to beat Rudy Gobert. All because they had the strategy to beat Gobert.
And so they don't have the strategy to beat Ayton?
I don't know. Actually, they probably do.
I'm thinking about it this way. This run from the Suns, you beat, I guess, you know, the Lakers had LeBron and the Nuggets had Jokic, but, like, this Clippers team will be the best team they've played so far.
That's debatable.
No, it's not.
Without Kawhi. With Kawhi, I'm taking the Clippers in probably five, but four, maybe.
What's Kawhi at, right? Like, is he out for the series, or what's the...
What do you think happened? They say it's a ACL injury. They literally said it's an ACL injury. They don't classify it as a minor injury, which means it's probably a tear. Which sucks, because I love Kawhi. I have a Kawhi Clippers jersey in my closet. So I love Kawhi.
He's out for game one and two.
At least.
Yeah. Here's this timeline for injury. He said he'll be... So, on... After game four, he said his injury will be fine. And then he said he was going to miss game five to the right knee injury. And then he said they're going to miss game six. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm Suns in five, baby. Suns in five. No. I'm rooting for the Suns to win it all at this point. But I don't know. We'll see what happens.
I can't have the Suns win, man. My Jason Tatum agenda is too strong. The Suns winning isn't good.
Okay,
for me.
D-Book winning is not going to hurt the Tatum agenda.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it would. It absolutely would.
Actually, yeah, probably would. I mean, people already think Book is better than Tatum.
Look, Suns fans don't, which is so funny. Suns fans don't even think he's better than Tatum. And then, like, there's, like, Sixers fans, like, I'm on, like, TikTok, and I see Jason Tatum. I'm like, people actually think Jason Tatum is better than Devin Booker? I'm like, I thought this was common knowledge.
What? Hot take. No, not so hot take.
Jason Tatum is basically on the same level as Devin Booker offensively, and then defensively he's like 100 times better.
And rebounding.
Yeah.
Jason Tatum's a much better all-around player. Also, I feel like it's like a triangle. Like, you have Donovan Mitchell, Devin Booker, and Tatum, and then people argue over the three. Because I've seen more of those posts where it's like start, bench, cut, Booker, Tatum, Mitchell, and I saw a wide variety of options. Everyone, like, all of them at one, all of them at two, all of them at three. So I think people have very differing opinions on the three. I personally think it's going to sound kind of biased, or I'm not going to... Actually, no. I would say right now, it's probably start Mitchell, bench Tatum, but that's very close.
I'm going to kick you off the podcast.
No, I'm saying right now, and I'm saying it's extremely close. You are biased, sir. You are biased. I'm not biased. But I'm saying I think Tatum's a better overall player, but right now I don't know. It's so close though. Like I could switch it so easily. It's cut Booker.
Let's go through. If you put Donovan Mitchell on this Celtics team and put Jason Tatum on the Utah Jazz, The Jazz are running
away. That's true. That's true.
The Utah Jazz are running away with the title right now.
And the, no, and the Celtics, I don't know about that.
I think the Celtics are still the seventh seed, but I don't think they're. I don't think they have more wins.
I don't know about the take right there.
No, they're running away with the title. A small forward and center. Yeah, they're running away with it. And Tatum's also.
Because I guess they have Mike Conley. So yeah, and they've Jordan Clarkson.
Oh my god, I hope Mike Conley is on the Celtics next year. I absolutely hope he is our starting point guard next year.
I thought you said you hope he isn't.
I hope he is.
No, but I feel like Brad Stevens doesn't want another point guard with a large contract.
Why don't we just get Lonzo?
I mean, we've been saying this for months.
Why don't we? I've been saying it for months. Why don't we just figure out a way to get Lonzo? What's the ideal package for him right now?
Well, the Pelicans seem like they're going to trade literally the entire team at this point because you have Zion, whose family stated they don't want him there anymore.
The literal second Zion's family said he wants out, I think it's like David Griffin's a GM. He should have been like, "We're done here. Blow it up."
Yeah,
sell the team, move the team, blow it up.
Just want to say, I just want to not to give myself too much credit here, but I did call this before we started the podcast. Literally, the day after Zion got drafted by the Pelicans, I told Owen, I was like, by the way, after maybe 1 or 2 years, maybe 3 years, he's going to want to leave and go to an actual market because he's not going to want to be in New Orleans. They're saying part of it's that he's not on a talented enough team. There's not enough pieces. There's plenty of pieces.
To be fair.
Why would you want to be in New Orleans?
I think the quote-unquote I'd say give him another year, give him a new coach. If your third year and your coach doesn't work out, then you can request a trade. But as I was saying, I don't think – I would like him to go to the Grizzlies. I think that would be like
– Yes! Awesome. Oh, my God, yes.
Grizzlies –
I love that.
I think my top three destinations, other than the Celtics, obviously, my top three destinations for him to go to are the Hornets, the Mavericks, and the Grizzlies.
The Hornets would be interesting.
Maybe the Hawks. I want a passing point guard.
If he goes to the Hornets, overtime is going to become Hornets fan page.
If he goes to the Hornets, he can change the name from overtime to Hornet time. Oh, my God. They would, like, oh, my God.
That'd be so bad. That'd be pain. It'd be painful to go on Instagram just anytime the Hornets play. It would be painful. But, I'm just going to say I kind of called that coming. But, you know,
yeah,
I don't know. Like we were saying with the Lonzo point. So, the Pelicans are going to blow it up at this point. Because you have, first of all, you have Zion.
A generational talent.
Whose family hates it there. Because of various reasons.
Probably one of the guys would be the next player over the next, like, 15 years wants out. Okay.
So then you also have the yearly rumors. These happen every year where the Heat are apparently going to get trade for every superstar in the NBA, which includes Brandon Ingram. So Brandon Ingram is officially in rumors to be traded to the Heat, which probably is not going to happen because we all know this happens every year. The Heat fans start cooking up magical trades.
The Heat have to. Duncan Robinson, unless they want to trade. I love Duncan Robinson, the Celtics, by the way. He grew up a Celtics fan, so I'd hope we'd somehow try and get him. They have to get rid of Duncan. Okay? That's one thing. Or they have to resign Duncan. They're going to try and give Jimmy Butler a max. I don't know why. I get that he brought you to a title. Why are you giving him a max? Tyler Hero is probably going to want a contract. You got to pay him if you want to keep him. And you have a ton of free agents over the next 2 years. You don't really have the money to bring in another guy.
No, but am I wrong though with the take that the Heat are involved in these trade talks every year?
The Heat are always involved in these trade talks.
And like it never happens. Like I am convinced that all the Instagram like accounts that startup they're all Heat fans.
All these Heat rumors.
They're all Heat fans and they just want
the only one I've ever seen that actually happened was Victor Oladipo.
And that's a very minor one. Like, they were supposed to get James Harden. Like, everyone was... Like, I saw so many
James
people convinced...
James Harden.
So many people
Russell
were convinced
Westbrook.
He'd go there.
Russell Westbrook before he went to the Rockets. Let's see. There were Jason Tatum rumors for some reason. Kyle Lowry, who's still rumored to go there.
Oh, yeah. No, that was a big one. I was actually almost convinced that was going to happen because of how much I saw about it.
Kyle Lowry, Paul George. Just think around the league. There will be a player. You've seen it. It's whatever, though.
But like I was saying, I want to go back to the original point about Lonzo. So like I was saying, like you said, the Pelicans, I'll let you get to your point in a second, but I want to get back to the original point. So like I was saying, like you said, the Pelicans want to blow it up. They have your generational talent that doesn't want to be there. Ingram being involved in trade talks again. And you have Lonzo, who's there, who doesn't really fit. He just doesn't, like, he doesn't fit that well there with everyone else. Because apparently, Zion's family thinks that nobody on the team fits with Zion. You have Brendan Ingram, who's just, like, a very great scorer, and he's young with a lot of potential. He's just kind of there.
Yeah, I think, what would
and then you have Lonzo, who's, like, showing out and, like, not getting any recognition for it.
I hope we get, I don't even want Steven Adams anymore, man.
Yeah, that's true.
He was terrible last season, and I if we didn't trade for Horford, I'd be like, how can we get Lonzo and Steven Adams? But like,
I'm not gonna lie, I really wish we got Precious Achiuwa. I think I pronounced his name wrong,
he was terrible.
No, it was not. That's not true.
Watch the Heat games. There's a reason Heat fans wanted him gone. It's the same reason why Thunder fans didn't want Moses Brown. Why Rockets fans didn't want Victor Oladipo. You see the name, you see some of the stats they put up, and you're like, oh my god, this guy seems great. Just can't do it on a day-to-day basis. That's Kemba Walker. I got into an argument with a Thunder fan because he goes on a rant. I'm like, good luck with him. Good luck with Kemba when he smiles during your 30-point losses. And he goes, cry more, Celtics fan. I'm like, okay, I'm crying tears of joy. We got rid of Kemba Walker. He's like, well, Kemba Walker's still a pretty good basketball player. Celtics are in the wrong deck.
Let's keep our $34 million a year point guard.
He says trash. Celtics are going in the wrong direction. Well, okay. Let me go through this argument. I'm crying tears of joy, man. I'm so happy we traded Kemba. Kemba's still a good player though. Celtics doing backwards while OKC going forward. I respond. He's really not a good player. The name Kemba Walker may stick out as an unreal asset, but why do you think he was a negative asset? He gives you either 14 of 15 or 1 for 12. And let me tell you, 1 for 12 happens a lot. And this is the best part. So this guy responds to my thing. He goes, he'll be a good player on a bad team like the Hornets. This guy responds, Kemba will most likely be like CP3 when he played for OKC.
Oh my god, do they actually think that's going to happen? The thing is, before CP3 got traded to the Thunder, he made the Rockets a championship contending team. Kemba Walker probably hurt us being a championship contender team by his presence.
My response to that was just, dude, there's no way you actually believe this, and he didn't respond. I'm like, You actually believe that Kemba Walker is gonna be the Chris Paul thing? I don't think this guy realizes Kemba Walker isn't as explosive anymore. He doesn't hit his shots like he used to. He's just not the same player.
Bro, honestly, these Thunder fans need to calm down and just go back to YouTube. You know, go watch some 7th grade AAU tapes. Just try to figure out who you're gonna draft in the next few years. Honestly, like, just calm down with Kemba Walker. You're probably not gonna want to watch Thunder games this year unless you're watching for Shade, just hoping it's better.
Everyone was saying how we lost this trade. Brad Stevens got finessed in his first trade. I'm like, you do realize the aspects of this, right? We gave up Kemba in our 16th pick, but Kemba's a bad asset. Literally said that we need to attach. These rumors were all like crazy true. Oh, Kemba Walker's viewed as a negative asset. The Celtics are gonna have to attach a first round pick on him if they want to get traded. Attach a first round pick on him. The Thunder are a team to watch in the Kemba Walker rumors. We make a trade with the Thunder for Al Horford and Moses Brown.
Yep, and ultimately, like you said earlier, the cap space is the real prize here. Because
the real situation is, if we want Lonzo Ball, what assets do we have for them?
Oh, no. I mean, Marcus Smart?
No, I want to keep Smart.
I don't care. I trade him for Lonzo.
I'd like to be able, if you don't get a good point guard, like if you, I'd rather get a pass first point guard like Lonzo Ball, like a traditional point guard, than Marcus Smart. I'd rather Marcus Smart come off the bench. I think the perfect ending to this offseason for us is Lonzo Ball, Evan Fournier, Jalen, Jason, Al Horford or Rob, whatever you prefer. Then bench Marcus Smart, Duncan Robinson, Aaron Nesmith probably.
Romeo.
No, I think it'd probably go Marcus, Romeo, Duncan, Nesmith, and Rob or Horford, whatever you prefer.
Maybe then, Tristan Thompson's still there.
Third unit, whatever you want for the third unit. I don't really care.
Well, Tristan Thompson probably would not be a third unit player.
We have so many centers.
I'd rather have Tristan Thompson on the floor over Al Horford, purely due to age.
I don't know, man. My situation with this is, we're paying Horford too much. We can't just bench him.
Then we trade him.
I'm looking at it like this. We have five centers on the roster, and that's – let me just think.
No, we do not.
Moses Brown.
Okay, that's true.
Moses Brown, Al Horford, Rob Williams, Tristan Thompson, Taco – I guess.
Oh, I didn't count Taco, though.
Technically, Luke Kornet, and technically, Grant. Anyways.
Oh, I forgot about him. Oh, yeah, I wanted to get to this. So, I had kind of an idea. We're going to have this thing. It's going to be called the Banner 18 Shanghai Sharks, where we have our list of players that should – our starting five players just from around the NBA – that should be on the Shanghai Sharks instead of in the NBA because they're clowns. First of all, who should the starting point guard be?
Ben Simmons.
That's true. Ben Simmons is the new starting point guard of the Shanghai Banner 18 Shanghai Sharks. Associated with Banner 18.
Shooting guard. I'm writing it down right now. Shooting guard, Joe Harris.
Yes. After last night, man was running laps up and down the court. Small forward, Grant Williams. Nothing else needs to be said about that.
Okay.
I say we go power forward Rudy Gobert and then
Point guard Ben, shooting guard Joe Harris, small forward Grant. No, small forward Kyle Kuzma, power forward Grant, center Rudy Gobert.
But hold on, there's a good player that definitely belongs in the Shanghai Sharks.
Second unit. Point guard Dennis Schroeder.
Yes. Oh no. We need Andre Drummond in the first. We need Andre. You've already got Bear at least one defensive player of the year. We need Andre Drummond in the first unit.
Shooting guard.
I'm not sure.
I know. Julius Randle's in this. Julius Randle's a backup power forward. Kristaps Porzingis is a backup.
I'm not gonna lie, Jimmy Butler. I say we go. So the backups we have
Dennis Schroeder,
Tyler Herro, Julius Randle at the three, and then we have Porzingis at the four, and then Andre Drummond at the five.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so we have our Banner 18 hyphen Shanghai Sharks team. I'm going to post this on the Instagram post for Banner 18 podcast.
My phone's dying, so
I'm going to make a whole graphic for it, bro. I'm not even going to lie. I'm making a whole graphic for this, bro.
You also got to post the fact that we have a new episode out for the first time in weeks. So, you know.
It's been exactly 1 month.
Yeah, it has.
We apologize, but, you know, we're back on the grind. And
yeah, so that should be it for today. I think we're good.
Hold on. Let's not forget the most important part, arguably the most important part of the episode. So let's say you're shopping online and you're looking through your closet. I almost said wallet. Looking through your closet, and you're like, I kind of need an NBA jersey of any player that I love. What are you gonna do? You're not gonna. Let me tell you what you're not gonna do. You're not going to go to the NBA store run by Fanatics and pay for a $130 jersey? Like, no, we're past that. We've moved past that. It's 2021, come on. You know you're not going to go to the NBA store
buy a jersey. I understand that we get paid for this, but Did you get your Pritchard jersey from this site?
I did, and it's actually good quality.
You did?
Hey. Yes. Yes, so let me continue. So, although there's long shipping times in this COVID pandemic, they're getting better, and Juicy Jerseys is on the rise as a new company selling high-quality, low-priced jerseys. I can attest to this. I have a Peyton Pritchard jersey. I'll post it on Banner 18 on the Instagram account, and you like it's such good quality. Better quality than the NBA store. Much more comfortable. Legit has like has a sponsor on it too. You don't get that from an NBA jersey, a NBA store jersey, unless you buy it in the stadium. And it's and nothing else really needs to be said. Like, just buy your jerseys from there. They have youth sizes. They have all adult sizes. I think they have double XL too. I mean, if you're that tall, you know, go for it. You should be in the NBA. How tall would you have to be a double XL? Like 6'5"? I don't know. But anyway, go to juicyjerseys.com. And of course, the best part, you get to use code BANNER18, all caps and no spaces, and help the podcast out. Support the small business, support the podcast, cop yourself a fire jersey. And honestly, when you think about it, you could buy three jerseys for, like, if let's say you have like a, let's say you got like a Visa gift card, someone gave like $120 Visa gift card, and they're like, oh, go get yourself an NBA jersey. That's how much it costs, right? No. Go to juicyjerseys.com and buy three jerseys for $120.
This isn't related to that. I went to TD Garden a week and a half ago. And they obviously still had Kemba stuff there, right? So if you were to go to TD Garden now, you think they took all the Kemba stuff away and brought back out old Al Horford shirts?
Yes.
Guys, take the shipment back from Africa. We need the shirts back. Guys, we need the shirts back. Take these ones. We need the shirts back.
And you know, here's the thing. If you're a big Al Horford guy, like, give it probably one more week, I would say. You could probably buy a jersey, Al Horford jersey from Juicy Jerseys. Just keep in mind, it's new, and they only have a few people on their staff. So, like, they're grinding, and they're trying to get as many jerseys out as possible. And when trades happen, they kind of have to take some time to adjust and design it so it's ready to be shipped. But, yeah, like I said, buy from Juicy Jerseys, code BANNER18, all caps, no spaces, would be appreciated. And I think that's it for this episode.
All right, yeah. We'll be back here next Monday.
Yes, sir. All right, cool. See y'all. Peace.
Peace.